Yes, and hello once again. I'm Max Rat. Whoops. I'm Max Rat. And welcome to the Max Rat Radio Show.
No, it's a Fuck Fantasy Football.
It's a Fuck Fantasy Football Forum version of the Max Rat Radio Show. And
Fantasy Faggots are banned, and the guru's in a rambunctious mood.
He is, which is good. It gives, you know, we like to keep the show up on the... We have to get up on the show, you know, like that. But one little shout-out to Gabo, the guy who did the famous now Max Rat theme song.
The comically good. It's fucking funny how good that song is.
We figured out last week that it was based on the Underdog theme song, which I'm going to have to throw out there again today anyway, just for the fun of it. But anyway, it's the Max Rat Show. It's the Fuck Fantasy Football is for Pussies Forum. Gabo, I want to give a shout-out to Gabo because it was his birthday yesterday. And we thank him once again for this wonderful team.
He's a diehard Jet fan.
And he's a diehard Jet fan, so he's going to be going... He's going to be rooting for the Jets. And on that note, we're going to... I think we're going to have to play our first song, and we're going to get back to you and start the show.
We're off and running.
Welcome
aboard. Dude, this is a slam dunk...
Welcome aboard. And we're going to talk about how the guru went 4-2 last week, but let's get back to that. Yep.
Jets. To coast in every state of the Union, the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx!
There he is, and you always substitute G-Man for Groucho, and there you have it. How you doing, G-Man?
You know, we were 4-2 last week, but I'm a little bit steamed off of it. Because
real fast, stop.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Okay, what were you going to say now?
It was sort of a disgruntled 4-2 last week. Should have been 5-1 probably.
And I will give you that even though that Seattle game wasn't really, it didn't seem like Seattle was losing the whole game. All of a sudden at the end of the game, we kind of should have covered that.
Well, a couple of quick points on that. And something that I've just noticed this year, beware of the road team in white jerseys with no sleeves in cold weather. Because they're the teams that's out there like badasses that are dropping balls. And I saw this when the Redskins came to the Meadowlands. They showed up in their white jerseys. The guys are standing on the sidelines with no sleeves, freezing their asses off. And you can see it by their body language. But they're sitting there trying to be badasses.
Tough guys, exactly.
Right. Seattle did the same thing. They're there freezing their asses off the sidelines. You know, half the guys are sitting there without sweatshirts on, and if you're a wide receiver, you want to have a sweatshirt. If the ball hits you in the bicep, it's an easier grab if you have cushion. And so to me, it's like a dumbass move that a lot of players do. And Seattle was dropping balls,
that crust, that cold crust on it that makes it almost like slippery.
Right, exactly. And the football is like a frozen brick when you're playing cold weather, and Seattle was dropping balls left and right. Hasselbeck had no help. And so I'm going to segue into the two losers, which I want to vent about. We had Seattle plus 10.5 points. They lost by 11, 35-24. And the game really wasn't that close, so it would have been a lucky cover. And Pete Carroll did not go for two at the end of the game. And you could argue that it's the correct move not to when you're down 12. But most coaches probably would have went for two to bring it to 10.
Which on that note, let me give you a song.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
There you go, G-Man. What you were saying?
Yeah, so it would have taken two for the backdoor cover for Seattle, but yeah. Carroll opted to send the extra point team out, and they wound up losing by 11. We had Seattle plus 10.5. That was one. That was one loser, which wasn't as infuriating.
That wasn't even the robbery.
Not the robbery. That's because they really deserved not to cover.
Even though we only lost by 1 point on that one.
Half a point, actually.
Half a point. There you go.
And then we did have the over. We gave out over 41 in that. By game time, it went up to 43, and they scored 59 points. So the four winners that we gave out, the over in the Seattle game, the over in the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game, Green Bay plus 2.5, and the Jets plus 9. If you add up the amount that those games won by, I think it's a combined 76 points. And our two losers, if you add up what they lost by, it was 4 points.
I don't want to know.
some more Roy this year. Fucking.
All right, so, but we had two overs last week.
The incomparable
Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison. And it's funny, like, you know, and the other game that went over, we didn't give a pick on this, was the Jets-New England. It was a 28-21 final, but it's one of the examples of, they basically scored three touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. It's like sheer torture when you're sitting there waiting for a game to end with the under, and it just won't end. But
you didn't want to have the under in that game.
Right. I know some people that did. And it was an under for like 57 minutes. But anyway, the one that we really steamed about, and we're going to take on this tiger again. And when I say this tiger, I'm talking about home zebras, was Baltimore plus 3.5 against Pittsburgh. You knew it would be a close game. You figured it would be a three-point game. It should have been a three-point game.
Now, that was a robbery.
That was a robbery.
Pure, we got purely robbed on that one. On that
See,
note.
I got the idea. The last liquor store we stuck up, remember? More customers kept coming in. You got the idea, taking their wallets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a good idea.
Thank you.
Made more from the wallets than we did from the register.
Yes, we did.
A lot of people come to restaurants.
A lot of wallets.
Pretty smart, huh?
Pretty smart. I'm ready. Let's do it. Right now, right here. Come on.
All right. Same as last time, remember? The crowd control. Behind employees.
Mm-hmm. I love you, pumpkin.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody, be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
She is such a super skank. What the fuck is her name?
I don't know, but she does a good job.
She's
that
a, like Miss Skankopotamus Rex.
She's a fucking, oh.
Anyway.
Okay, so we got robbed in that one.
We got robbed in the Jet-Pittsburgh game. The home and the Zebras, it was just a zebra fest all around. There were a couple of bad calls that went against Pittsburgh, but two critical calls against Baltimore in the fourth quarter. They scored on a punt return to go up 4 points with about 3 minutes left in the game. And I'm waiting, and it sort of seals the cover plus 3.5. I'm waiting. I said, I know one of these fucking motherfucking home zebras is going to drop a delayed phantom fucking flag. It's exactly what happened. The flag got dropped on the field, and they called holding on the 19-yard line and brought it back to the 29. Took away the touchdown from Baltimore. They showed it on replay. It was ticky-tack marginal. Typical home zebra where you want to make a call and you want to see something and you do. Baltimore then winds up slamming the ball into the middle of the line twice when they get down to the 5-yard line. Then they throw the predictable third down pass that Bolden dropped. And the other really grand larceny home zebra call was defensive holding on a lineman, and with a minute 50 to go, Pittsburgh, after completing a 3rd and 19, which is totally unheard of, gets it down to the 5-yard line. The home zebras give him 7 cracks inside the 5-yard line after a defensive holding on the lineman. The last crack,
it's just shocking how that game was so
in the last crack, Mendenhall, like, after being stopped on the half-yard line, Dracula's across for the cover,
and they didn't pull the
and Pittsburgh winds up essentially winning by 7 in a game that they trailed by 14 at the half. And we had Baltimore plus 3.5 as our top pick. And those two, the Seattle loser, which I could deal with because they were outplayed, and this Baltimore loss really stung because it was hooked up with all winners and parlays. Well, so much for the vinegar. We had Green Bay plus 2.5 against Atlanta. I told you Atlanta was kind of a vanilla imposter and that Matty Ice was overrated. That was a slam dunk winner.
All your analysis last week was spot on, I think.
Right.
All the games kind of went the way we expected, except right. for the, I guess Seattle then, was a little bit off, but even the over-unders.
And we had the Jets plus 9. They won the whole game by 7 points.
You mentioned that that Pittsburgh and Baltimore were going to stop each other's run and then air it out, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was a defensive over, if you will, which you know leads me to, well, I guess we'll get to that later because it's not in the proper sequence.
We're going on to this week's games. Two picks.
There's four wagering opportunities. And cool. Special college desperate gambler, college all-star bowl pick. Laugh all you want, you cock fucking suckers, because this really pisses me off.
Oh, we're going with the bowl.
How can you bet on a college all-star game? Oh, you're really a degenerate gambler. But historically, college all-star games, pay attention to the coaches and the quarterbacks and the skilled positions, for a sharp gambler, you can do well on them. And you'll find that the lines are always from 0 to 3. They never know what to make of them. But this week, you know what? I'm going to make this my first pick, and we're going to call it a 3-star. We like the West in the East-West Shrine Game. The East is being coached by Dan Reeves, who, to say the game is passed him by would have been an accurate statement 20 years ago. And the West is being coached by Wade Phillips, who, believe it or not, you know, as much as you want to knock Wade Phillips, it's a huge coaching edge, and the East.
Sorry.
And the East is the Navy quarterback who can't throw a lick. Well, actually, he's better than most Navy quarterbacks he's playing. But when you, the West is the Idaho quarterback, the Wisconsin quarterback. When you look up and down the rosters, the talent edge goes to the West. It's a huge coaching edge. So we like the West over the East in the East-West Shrine Game. And there's an interesting angle on these games, which I'm not going to fool with. But the second half under, what happens is they have to fit the game in a 3-hour time slot. Every
you're not
year,
with it, but you're going to throw it in there for the.
I'm
people,
just going right? to throw it in there for you people. And what happens is, after incomplete passes, they will keep the clock running to try and get this game under the 3-hour time slot. So it's something to watch for that they do in these college all-star games. They're going to have like bowling.
They don't want to pay anybody overtime.
Well, right. They're going to try and fit the game into a 3-hour time slot. So they go semi-running time in the second half. So the second half under can be something that you can thieve on. So the first pick of the week is a 3-star and a 1-10 basis. The West in the East-West Shrine Game. The spread isn't even up yet. It's going to be somewhere between pick'em and 3. I don't even know who they're going to make favorite. I don't know what they see when they. But I know who I lean to.
You like
and,
the West,
and I like the West. I'm hoping they're going to be getting a point or two. I'll jump on them for the first half plus a half a point.
Cool. And well, we don't know what the number is for that game yet.
It's not up yet.
Okay, so let's do a song, and we're going to be back on the Max Rat Show, Fuck Fantasy Football Forum.
Hey, what I say, sir, yeah. No, yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo, yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah. Three times, yeah. Give it to me four times.
And we're back. Toots 5446 was his number. What's the number on the what's your number today tonight, G-Man?
The spreads, the totals, yeah,
what
do you mean?
Who do you got? Bruce, what do we got?
Flatfoot. Our first pick of the week is Beware of the Weather pick, and we dealt with this obstacle last week, but actually it's not a weather pick, because we're going to do this in strength order. We like the Pack -3 against Chicago. They're laying 3. Everyone's on their bandwagon now. It's kind of sickening, and it almost makes you want to root for the home team. So we're a little bit, you know, reticent on this pick.
Cutler looked good last week.
Cutler looked good, and Chicago went up to Green Bay.
He whipped that thing in there.
Oh, he can throw a ball through a tire with anyone. He's got a cannon. He's got sick confidence.
And he was accurate.
But he's got a little dog in him. But, you know, I think that I saw the speed challenge Seattle receivers open, making drops. And right now, this Green Bay team on both sides of the ball, they're just...
Aaron Rodgers is hot, too.
Rodgers is red hot. If they can catch the ball for him, though Chicago shut him down. I mean, 2 weeks ago, last week of the season, Chicago didn't need the game up in Green Bay, and they played to a 10-3 very low-scoring skunker. But for whatever reason, Chicago defensively had their number. I think both teams will empty out the playbook. And I look for a higher-scoring game, but we'll get to that later.
So you're going with Vince Lombardi's. What's the line in this game?
It's up to 3.5. I'm in at 3. You people that are waiting are going to have to lay 4. That's your problem because you're asleep.
Sunday night. Green Bay.
I like Green Bay. I'm in at 3.
You like Vince Lombardi's Green Bay Packers, and here's a clip.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
This is a famous power sweep of Green Bay.
To Jim Taylor on a power sweep, cutting back at the 10. Taylor is in.
Want a seal here and a seal here and right in the alley. That's what they said, and that's what Lombardi said. Did you miss that one? I'll give it to you again, G-Man.
If you look at this play, what we're trying to get is a seal here and a seal here and try to run this play in the alley.
There you go.
Lombardi describing the famous Packers
power
sweep.
Power sweep. So we got we're laying 3 in the hook with and
well,
we're
no, we're actually laying 3, but you guys are going to lay 4 because you're going to wait too long.
Yeah, you're going to wait till Saturday.
It's
or
3.5 now, but we got Green Bay. Call it as we see it. Airtime. It's 3.5. We're going to lay it and hope that the home Zeebs don't do them in.
Cool, and
3 stars.
All right, and what else? And so we got 2 more picks. Okay, so here, let me give you a Bobby Knight speech.
What a play, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you fucking guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and fucking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm fucking tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to fuck around this week. Now you may be, but I'm not. Now I'm gonna fucking guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you ain't gonna believe the next 4 fucking days. Now I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now you better fucking understand that right now. This is absolute fucking bullshit. Now I'll fucking run your ass right into the ground. I mean, I'll fucking run you. You'll think last night was a fucking picnic. I had to sit around for a fucking year with an 8-10 record in this fucking league. And I mean, you will not put me in that fucking position again. Or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't fucking believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
Sounds like the G-Man after a home zebra does him in.
Even sometimes when on the Max Rat Show when I'm yelling at my listeners, you know. but that's on my conspiracy show. This is
hey, sneaking it in on the G-Man.
Yeah. So okay, G. So
So we got, once again, we had Green Bay minus 3.5 for 3 stars. Are we ready for another pick? You ready for a
gonna
clip?
Go song. I'm going to go song, and then we're going to go then we're going to go 2 picks, a couple clips, and we'll and that'll be that. That'll be the show. So let's just, let me find, scroll down to this song here I was going to play, and we'll go from there. Here you go. This is about these... This song is, I chose this clip, this song, because it's kind of about all these coaches wasting all the timeouts and wasting the, running the time off the clock, and then they always need
well, to actually, the game. Actually, Jim Harbaugh was guilty of that. They were up 14 at the half, and they took over the ball on the 33-yard line. He didn't take a timeout when Pittsburgh had 4th and 7. And it sort of set the tone for the whole game from there. It was like, we got a 14-point lead. We're going to play like scared pussies the rest of the way. You guys are going to attack us. We're going to be back on our heels. So Harbaugh wasted a possession. Pittsburgh had 4th and 7 on the 27-yard line with 1:05 to go. At the time, it was, I believe, 17-3, was it? Or was it? No, it was 21-7. Baltimore was up by 14. It was 21-7. And you're supposed to take a timeout because Pittsburgh's going to attempt a field goal. They're not going to go for it on 4th and 7. The field goal's going to be good or it's going to miss. If it misses, you get the ball on the 33-yard line. Well, lo and behold, the field goal missed. Harbaugh pissed away the 40 seconds. They got the ball with 26 seconds on the Pittsburgh 33, up 14. They were so gleeful to be up 14 that they took a knee. And they wound up losing the game by 1 score.
Unbelievable.
I mean, really? Unbelievable. Don't you want that possession now? How would you like to have the ball on the 33-yard line with 2 timeouts and 1 minute to go now? Now that you lost the game by 7.
And it's called playing not to lose. It's a 21-point play to beat us.
Right. Playing not to lose.
All right. Well, let's do a song and we'll be back.
Strongly.
ain't wasting time no more. Great tune.
Yep, yep.
Great tune. Okay, we're back with the guru, with the G-Man. He's here. Okay, guru.
By the way, our your season record when you tally the 4-2 is up to actually 29-20, which nice. which is pretty respectable. It's 65% actually.
Okay, 65% is very respectable, G. That's a winning. That's you're winning money. We're winning money. I'm counting it right now. Okay,
we're a lock. We can't lose.
Here's an old clip from Saturday Night Live. I'll throw it in there for you guys.
I don't know. You know, I may still have to go with Mears. You know, but you guys figure it out.
It's almost a Canadian accent, this Chicago.
There are no easy questions in this life,
that's because what's his name's Canadian.
Except for one. That, of course, retaining the triumphant party at next year's Super Bowl.
No, that was,
I know
Mike
of
Myers.
Whom you speak.
Let's just say that the winner shall be a certain team from a certain Midwestern town that starts with a C, ends with an O,
that's Norm,
and in the
right?
middle is Hickag.
You know, believe it or not, Bob, according to the odds makers, San Francisco is favored to win the Super Bowl.
San Francisco, huh? Well, then you know who's going to be happy about that, then, huh? Duckwears.
Duckwears!
Well, we'll see you next week. Now, what if the Bears had entered the Preakness?
Duckwears. We got that one in there. Now, give us some picks.
Tee that up. Oh, you're going to
sneak pick,
this
G-mo.
In?
You give us a pick, G-mo.
What do you want to do? You want to do a Broadway Joe?
No, I'm going to we'll save that for after, for in between the picks.
All right, the next to pick,
we'll save that for last.
We're in a dicey situation this weekend from a total standpoint because you have two crappy fields. And what happens on these grass fields, as we've said time and time again, is the players slip. So they don't run back as many kicks and they don't make it to the sideline, so the clock doesn't stop. But that being said, the Packers and the Bears played a 10-3 game just 2 weeks ago and a 20-17 game earlier in the season. Two blatant unders. So you'd think the under players would be licking their chops on this one, but you have to be a contrarian and stay away from the obvious in this business. I think that the Packers will exploit the Bears' secondary. The strength of their defense is up front with Julius Peppers and Brian Urlacher. And I saw a lot of open Seattle receivers dropping balls last week. Rodgers is obviously on a roll, which is a little unsettling because he's being so anointed. But the over and under is 43.5 on this one.
Yeah, they are all over him. Like he's
they're all over him.
Since sliced bread or something.
The weather forecast, it's going to be cold, but the wind is only going to be 2 degrees, 2 miles per hour.
I think both
it's supposed
teams
to be
used 21 to the cold
degrees. It's going to be a little bit of a frozen brick, but Cutler can make some plays going back the other way. And I think we're going to see similar to the Jet Bears game where the under on paper sort of sailed and they played a 60-point game. So I think this game is going to be up in the 50s. I think that Green Bay is going to spread them out. And so we like the over. This is a 6-star special.
You do. You like the over again.
Over 43.5.
Again. All right.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end. Whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you.
Those glasses are like Coke bottles, man.
What a crazy video this is.
Legendary.
Tender
incomparable Roy Orbison.
That doesn't look real.
It is surreal, right?
Like an imposter.
You gotta see what we're looking at to appreciate this. Later Roy Orbison with Coke bottle glasses and a huge mop of black hair. Is that a toupee?
It's over.
Is that some sort of toupee?
It breaks your heart into
the wind. know if it is, but it's
to know she's been untrue. But oh, what will you do when she says to you there's someone new? We're through. God. We're through.
We're through.
So it's over in the
it's over in the Green Bay Chicago game. Beware of the weather. Just you may want to wait till Sunday morning on this one because of the potential for Arctic temperatures. But they're saying 20 degrees. I can live with that, and so I'm riding with it, going over 43.5. 20 degrees and light winds, I can live with. That's what I'm saying.
All righty, so on that note, let's do a, I guess we should do another, what should we do? Here, let me give you another clip from another movie, and then we'll pick out a song, we'll go from there. Here we go.
Do you know who this bookie belongs to?
Look, if you know what's good for you, right, you give me everything. No!
Finish, what are you doing up there? What does it look like I'm doing up here? This is starting to hurt, Solomon!
Drop the screen now! How you doing, Vince?
I'll be doing a lot better if you stop using my note.
Fill that back.
All bets are off.
I am not in here to make a fucking bet.
Appreciated. But all bets are off. If all bets are off, then there can't be any money, can there?
I ain't fucking buying that.
Well, that's handy, because I ain't fucking selling it. It's a fact.
What have you got?
Nothing, really. Few coins, but no notes.
Ah! Show me your hands. You've got five fingers.
All bets are off.
Nicho Del Toro. That was a good movie, Snatch. A lot of good characters, a lot of good background. Can you see the gangster in that movie? The guy who's like...
I don't remember that movie.
He's like in the boxing business, and he's this legendary English guy that's just a real hard ass. You should.
He was the guy who ran the bookie thing.
Yeah, he's just breaking fingers, and they throw the pigs to slaughter.
Oh, that's off. All right, well, let me play.
Wait, or am I getting that? Is this the movie with Brad Pitt as the Kuiper, right? Or is Brad Pitt's a fighter in this movie? Wait a minute, is Brad Pitt a? Or the?
I think he's in that one. But frankly, I don't.
Yeah, he's the piker and he's the fighter, right?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't see the movie, right, so I can't tell you. I can't make comments.
So much for that. Okay.
All right. So
clip,
we got
tune,
give me,
pick.
Give me,
we got
give
one.
Me first,
we got
me
the
first
best bet of the weekend.
Give me the first. Well, you first, and yeah, we got West in the Army.
We got West in the East West Shrine game. A little reticent about going on the air with that pick, but fuck
well,
it.
Too late
we
now.
Don't give a fuck. We've got Green Bay for 3 stars minus the 3.5. I'm in at 3. I took it Sunday night. I knew where I was going. I knew the suckers would plow on and move the line. And we have over 43.5 in the Green Bay-Chicago game. 44 is a number that comes into play a lot, 24-20.
Okay, I'm ready, though.
You may want to wait till Sunday morning just to make sure it's not 10 degrees with a zero wind chill, because that can be really problematic to the passing game. But we're going to take the flyer on the over, and then our last pick is the best bet. And
that's coming up.
That's coming up.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, I kept
my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble?
This is one of those songs. The cover blows away the original. The original's played out.
And they did it in their own style.
If you played the original, I'd hit you over the head with my microphone.
Someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Which look she's got going there, folks.
There you go, G man. You will survive. We will survive.
That
folks.
Was
we're gonna make
that was Cake.
This. Cake.
Doing a cover of a tune that I really don't like, but their
great
version's
cover.
Off
they just,
the hook.
But they brought
the original is so
they
fucking played out.
They owned it. They made it their own, and that's the key to a cover. Well, okay, so we got one more pick, and it's a Jet game, huh?
You're ready to the clip. See, now. This clip's got me laughing already.
It's a Jet pick, no?
It is the Jet pick.
All right, so let's go with our favorite, one of the funniest clips of all time. This is, this is Joe Namath drunk. Here we go.
Been drinking for several hours.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
It was awful. We had been at the... We'd been gone since 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and I did the wrong thing.
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment. Yeah, you know Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team.
I'm very disappointed with my behavior.
Oh, come on, Joe. That was it.
Oh, man.
Let's play that over.
I wanted to hear
it. But he said he wanted to kiss her twice. All right, G, what's the pick?
All right, we're going back into Pittsburgh, and the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect different results.
I think Einstein.
So we like to bang our head against the wall. We are going to take on the 12th man, and there was an interesting article in Sports Illustrated that basically statistically analyzed home field advantage. And what they came up with is that home field advantage, the essence of home field advantage, is the official's tendency to subconsciously favor the home team because it's more comforting to throw a flag on the road team and get applause and so on.
Or give that big touchdown or that
big
first
down for the home team. But you may want to look it up in this week's Sports Illustrated. Basically, more penalties are called on the road team and NBA basketball and pro football. That's why Pittsburgh's a 3.5-point favorite, and if the game were in the Meadowlands, the Jets would be a 3-point favorite. And Pittsburgh's home field advantage is greater than the Jet home field advantage. And the odds makers even know that because the Jets would not be laying 3.
Terrible towel factor.
It translates itself into home zebra festival, and that's what came through and enabled Pittsburgh to win by 7 instead of 3 last week. But anyway, we think Pittsburgh's damaged goods. They've got all kinds of offensive line trouble. And granted, Roethlisberger, when they were sending guys in the first half. And the key to this game from a Jets standpoint is for the Jets not to think they can run the ball off tackle because it'll be 2nd and 9, 3rd and 8 so fast, and that's going to be huge trouble. So, you know, the old Dan Dierdorf, you have to run the football and control the clock.
Did you believe he was still announcing?
They can't come up with anything
better.
It's terrible. But anyway.
That was their playoff crew. It was almost like it was like intentional to like skunk the game or something like that.
And you got to, you know.
He's always been the worst, and they still got him out. And with Brian Gumbel, of all people.
It's not Brian Gumbel. It's actually Greg
Gumbel.
Gumbel, yeah.
Whatever Gumbel.
But anyway.
Gumbel and Gumbel.
You know, you're going to have to run probably about a third of the time, but don't run up the middle. Throw short passes to Tomlinson. Find creative ways to get your backs in space and work the edges, and take advantage of your mismatches. And your mismatches, unfortunately, lie in the passing game. And Braylon Edwards, Jericho Cotchery, and Santonio Holmes are a three-headed monster for the Pittsburgh secondary. Polamalu is a great player, but he can't be in four places at once, although sometimes it seems he can. So if you're the Jets, stay away from slamming the ball into the middle of the line because that'll get you to 3rd and 10. And I think the Jets are a better football team, and Pittsburgh's got offensive line issues. I'm all over taking 3.5. This is a 10-star. This smells like a field goal game to me. This is 20-17. This is 24-21. This is, it may ooze over if the Jets are smart enough not to run the ball because Pittsburgh is smart enough. Tomlin's a good coach. He's not going to run the ball into the strength of the Jet D. But I think that the Jets will put together some blitz packages that will put Roethlisberger under hot water. And, you know, I think we're looking at a Jets-Green Bay Super Bowl. That's what I'm seeing.
Cool. Here's a clip from...
Do it again, and this time, leave it a little longer.
Hey, Dad, hurry up. You're Mr. Gumbo to Gumbo. They caught the guy, and now they're interviewing him.
First, Nancy, society's fault or one man's cry for help?
What are you talking about? I wanted her freaking money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've done this Gumbo thing a few times, right?
It was in the early shows.
The young kid on Family Guy kind of sucks, right? They don't feature him at all. He's not funny.
You mean
the chubby kid, right? He's not funny at all, right?
Well, it's... I mean, you know, you can't have everybody...
I mean, he's there, but he's not funny at all.
Yeah, he does his job. Yeah. He's Chris. You mean Chris, not Stewie, obviously.
Right, not Stewie.
That's the baby.
Anyway, right, we're Renaissance guys here. Covering pop culture.
Let me just play this one more time.
Been drinking for several hours.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you.
He almost
I couldn't
did.
Care less about the team struggling.
Was awful.
He couldn't care less about the team. He just wanted to.
You know what
they
say, Jeremy Schapp, holier than thou. He'd been drinking for several hours. Like Jeremy Schapp hasn't had a few. Like his father didn't have a few. You know what I mean?
Like have a drink.
Like it's so terrible. If you're fucking Joe Namath, you're damn straight.
You're tired.
You should be drinking all day with your 40-year-old. That's a day to be drunk for the guy.
Hey man,
you know he's with all
his
teammates. But anyway,
during the game,
whatever.
Out of game. I think
as a spectator, like every other asshole Jet fan.
Every other J-E-T-S, Jets.
That is an ugly crowd. Even as a Jet fan, it sent me scurrying away from the bars to watch the game last week. I'm like, holy shit, Jet fans are assholes. Let me get out of here. I don't want to be chest bumping.
We had been at the, they'd been gone since 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and I did the wrong thing.
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. Huge compliment. You know Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team.
I'm very disappointed with my behavior.
Well, there you go, G-Man. So you want to wrap it up and just wrap it up and wrap it up?
All right, the three picks again. It's actually four picks because...
Right, with the college bonus.
The West in the East West Shrine Bowl for 3 stars. Green Bay minus 3.5 for 3 stars, over 43.5 for 6 stars, and the Jets plus 3.5 for 10 stars against Pittsburgh. Actually, 4 picks. We could be looking at another 3-1. Hopefully, 4-0.
There you go. And we were 4-2 last week. A disappointing 4-2, which is, if you can believe,
we got robbed in
possible.
That Pittsburgh game. It really should have been 5-1.
It was a robbery.
Winners were combined 76 points. Like 18 points a winner, 19 points a winner. But whatever.
There you go.
What are you going to do?
There you go. All right, folks. So, G-Man, great show. That's it. We're gonna leave you with Hendrix. And that's it.
Over and out.
Okay.
Cause
hopefully the house won't be burning down like it is for Hendrix in this next song.
Subject and said, "Oh, well, I think it might snow some." So I left him sipping his tea, and I jumped.
in my chair and run off to see just why and who could it be this time. Sisters and brothers, daddies, mothers standing around crying. When I reached the scene, the flames were making a ghostly whine. So I stood on my horse's back and I screamed without a breath. I say, oh baby, why did you burn your brother's house down? So we paint red through the sky. I say the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. Try to learn.